I've joined a competition which is a international competition that I've been to America for the to represent Hong Kong. And so through that competition, I have a lot of chances to speak with other foreign country students, so I can practice more, especially the oral part of English, so that it is the most memorable learning experience. Because I don't think that learning experience is fixed in an indoor, it's like indoor format. I think that talking and just daily chatting is more effective for me to learn English. Yeah.
When did you go to this?
In my second form five, yeah. Form five.
And do you have any difficulties when communicating with those foreign students?
Yes, definitely. Because at first when I speak with them, I'm very cautious about my grammar. Because like for example, the very simple sentence, where are you from? Yeah, and I always say, where are you come from? It's not grammatically correct. But actually, when I say that sentence, they won't care about my grammatical mistakes. It's like just chatting, and it raised my confidence. Yeah, while speaking English. So after that, I like to speak more. I have confidence to speak out more. Yeah.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Frankly, I don't like reading English books at all. In my memory, I nearly haven't read a whole English book. But I think if I have to think of one experience, it should be in my secondary school, because there is a program like we have to read a certain book and then have a reading cycle. We have to share what is our opinions about that book with other students, other senior form students. In that reading cycle, yeah, I know more and I think more deeply about that book, because in the past I just read the book and then I forget it. I won't remember so many things and think about the meaning behind that book. So I think that should be my most memorable.
Do you remember the name of that book?
The name, actually, there is different kind of books, and one is called Matilda. I don't know, is that? Yeah, I don't remember another one, but I remember the writer, the author, is Roald Dahl. Yeah, yes, is that.
What stops you from reading English books?
Stops me?
The reason why you don't read
Because I think it's because my vocabulary, yeah, because when I open the book, then I see so many difficult vocabulary that I have to check dictionary one by one. And some teachers suggest to me to make a guess. But when there are so many difficult words, I can't even make a guess, so it stops me.